Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom, served with a side of real talk. You know that feeling when you're aiming for perfection, striving to hit every target, only to find yourself drowning in self-criticism? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving headfirst into the liberating concept of embracing imperfection and letting go of that relentless need to be flawless. Because guess what? Perfection is a myth, my friends. A sparkly, unattainable mirage out in the desert of our expectations. And you know what else? Letting go of this pursuit of perfection can actually be a superpower. It frees up space for creativity, resilience, and genuine joy. Think about it. If we constantly fear making mistakes, are we really living life to the fullest? Are we truly allowing ourselves to learn, grow, and evolve? Not a chance. So, buckle up, because today's five key takeaways are going to shake things up and help you ditch that perfectionism baggage for good. First up, recognize that imperfection is not the enemy. It's part of the human experience. We're all works in progress, constantly evolving, learning from our stumbles along the way. Embracing imperfection means acknowledging that it's okay to make mistakes, to have off days, and to not always get things right. Remember, even the most successful people you admire had their fair share of setbacks and failures before they reached the top. Next, challenge those rigid expectations you set for yourself. Where did these standards come from? Are they really serving you, or are they just holding you back? Take a good hard look at those expectations and ask yourself if they're realistic and achievable. Often, we impose unrealistic pressures on ourselves that lead to stress and disappointment. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who is struggling. Everyone makes mistakes. It's how we learn and grow. When you stumble, don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, acknowledge the situation, learn from it, and move on with grace. Fourth, shift your focus from outcomes to the process. Sometimes, getting caught up in achieving a specific outcome can lead to anxiety and disappointment. Instead, try to find joy in the journey itself. Focus on putting in the effort, learning new things, and enjoying the process of growth. Remember, the pursuit itself often holds more value than the destination. And finally, celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Every step forward, every lesson learned, every challenge overcome is a victory worth celebrating. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for your efforts. Ever had that experience where you're working on a project, pushing yourself to be absolutely perfect? You spent hours tweaking details, agonizing over every little thing, only to realize that the end result isn't as satisfying as you thought it would be. I totally get it. It happens to the best of us. Remember that time I tried to bake that elaborate multi-tiered cake for my friend's birthday? Yeah, let's just say it ended up looking more like a wobbly tower of frosting disasters. But guess what? My friend still loved it. They appreciated the effort and thoughtfulness behind it, even with all its imperfections. And honestly, I learned a valuable lesson that day. Sometimes the most beautiful creations are those that embrace their flaws and quirks. So how can you start applying these insights in your own life? Start by identifying those areas where perfectionism is holding you back. Maybe it's a creative project, a personal goal, or even just your daily interactions with others. Once you've pinpointed the problem areas, try to challenge those rigid expectations and replace them with a more compassionate and realistic perspective. Remember, progress over perfection. The key takeaway here, my friends, is this. Letting go of perfectionism isn't about lowering your standards, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of unrealistic expectations. It's about embracing the beauty of imperfection, learning from our mistakes, and showing ourselves kindness and compassion along the way. Ready to unleash your inner power by letting go of perfection? Hit those follow buttons, share this episode with a friend who needs to hear this message, and let's keep this conversation going on social media. Don't forget to leave a review, it helps us spread the stoic wisdom far and wide. Until next time, remember, embrace the journey, celebrate the wins, big and small, and never stop striving for your best self, imperfections and all.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.